Today we're going to learn about the arguments for and against using drinking whiskey from made in sherry casks. Some whiskey is made in casks that had previously been absorbed by, previously been used with non-kosher wine. And the question is, when you place the, if the casks now have non-kosher wine absorbing them, does the taste transfer to the whiskey and make the whiskey not kosher? So there are arguments for, there are arguments against. So we're going to try to examine both the for and against arguments, and then how do some poskim paskin in this regard. So first of all, generally speaking, if you have, let's say, some non-kosher food, or non-kosher, let's say, liquid that falls into kosher food, there's a principle of shishim. If you have 60 times that which is permissible as a ratio to that which is forbidden, so we say that the taste that was absorbed is so negligible that it is not considered halakhically significant. So do we have a 60-1 ratio? Do we have a different ratio? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph, tells us that when it comes to Yayin Nesach, when it comes to forbidden wine that's mixed with permitted wine, Yayin Nesach is wine that's used for libations, for Avodah Zarah, and that's mixed with kosher wine, so that is B'chol Shehu. Even the smallest amount renders the whole mixture usur, because it's the same type. If it's a different type, then it's B'no Saint Tam. If it's, say, you're mixing wine and water, it's with no Saint Tam. It simply does it give over taste. Min B'mino is B'mashahu, and Shlo B'mino B'no Saint Tam. And if it's the same type, then even the smallest amount will render the entire mixture forbidden. But if it's not the same type, then it'll be no same time. It depends whether it imparts flavor. And the Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuras, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Chav Tes, explains that Stam Yenam, that wine that was a regular non-Jewish wine, even that which is not used for libation, has the same rules as wine that's used with libation. So, but if you're dealing with wine that was absorbed, in, let's say, in a sherry cask, wine that was absorbed in a cask, and then you store whiskey in it, so then you're dealing with min b'she'enu mino, you're dealing with different types. So whether the wine, the non-kosher wine, transfers taste to the whiskey, so, or whether it's bittel, so it would seem to be that we follow no Saint Tom, because they're different types. So when it comes to wine and water, let's say you have Yai Nesach that was mixed with water. So the Torah in Siman Kuf Lamadad cites a debate. Some hold that regular rules, 60-1, if Yai Nesach is mixed with water, so you need a 60-1 ratio of water to correspond to the Yai Nesach for the Yai Nesach to be considered negligible and to permit the water. However, the Ravid writes that no, all you need is a 6-1 ratio. Because if you have six parts wine corresponding to one part, six parts water corresponding to one part wine, then the wine is diluted and it becomes not really, obviously you probably can still taste the wine if it's only a 6-1 ratio, but since the water becomes, the wine's flavor is spoiled if you have so much water corresponding to the wine, so then it is batel. And this the Ri also holds like this, so what emerges is that you have a 6-1 ratio when it comes to Yayin Nesach and water. And in fact, how does the Shulchan Aruch pass? Can the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Siman Kuf Lamadal Seif Hey cites both cites the position of the Ravid. Says when it comes to wine, Yayin Nesach and water, you need six parts water corresponding to one part wine to nullify the taste of the wine. Now, the Ramah cites both opinions in Siman Kuf Chav, in Siman Yodea, Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Ches. The Ramah says that as long as there's, first opinion, as long as there's some taste of wine, then the Yai Nesach, then in a mixture with water, then it's forbidden. But then he cites the Ravid's position, which is also the Rashba's position. So even though the Ramah cites both opinions in Yoredea Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Ches, but whether you need a 6-1 ratio or a 6-1 ratio, the Shach in Sif Kadan Tezayin says that that's how we paskin the 6-to-1 ratio. That's the accepted opinion. Now, the truth is that in Yoredeia, Siman Kuf Yudalet Sivav, there the Rama seems to say that if you have sediments of wine, that, let's say, he says that you have to be careful with beer that's produced by non-Jews to see if wine sediments have been added. And if wine sediments have been added and they're no Saint Tom, and they give some taste, so then it's not batel. So that would seem to indicate that, you require a 60-to-1 ratio. So how do you reconcile what the how the Shach understands the Ramah? It says that's how we paskin, that we hold the 6-to-1 ratio, whereas in with this other Ramah, it seems a 60-to-1 ratio. And there are different answers to this question. The Taz, for example, wants to suggest that this Ramah in Yoredeia, Siman Kuf Yudalet Sivav, is following the opinion of the Mordechai. We don't hold like him. And the Taz really holds, I'm sorry, the Ramah really holds that, like the Raive, that you need a 6-to-1 ratio. However, the Nekudas HaKesef there wants to say, no, maybe only by water and wine you need a 6-to-1 ratio. Because once you have water with wine, with non-kosher wine, so then the wine taste is diluted and it's not a good wine taste. So with wine and water, it's a 6-to-1 ratio, but other beverages, it would be a 60-to-1 ratio. So whether it's a 6-to-1 or 60-to-1 ratio, that makes a big difference. And the second question, once we're talking about bitzel, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeia, Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Yud Gimel, so there it says that if something becomes, if something absorbs non-kosher, Yai Nesech, through kavush, through soaking, so it doesn't, the whole kli doesn't absorb the Yai Nesech, only it's kedei klipa, eno b'leo yoser midei klipa, only a klipa, only the thickness of a peel becomes absorbed. However, the Shach wants to say, no, that's only if you're not sure if it was kavush, if the Yai Nesech was kavush for 24 hours. But if you know that it was kavush, that it was soaked for 24 hours, it would prohibit the entire kli, the entire thickness of the kli. So where does this leave us? So if you hold like the Ravid, and the Taz holds like the Ravid, simple understanding of the Ramah is like the Ravid, but there's another Ramah. But if you hold like the Ravid, and you hold like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeia, Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Saif Yud Gimel, then you hold as a 6-to-1 ratio of, you need a 6-to-1 ratio of the whiskey to correspond to the klipa, the peel, the outer shell of the barrel. There is in the contents of the sherry cask is more than 6 times the surface of the barrel, and therefore from that perspective, if you hold like the Ravid, that's a 6-to-1 ratio, and you hold it only kedei klipa like the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeia. So in Kuf Lamed Hei Seif Yud Gimel, then you only need 6-to-1 ratio, and then the any non-kosher wine in the sherry cask would become batel. However, if you hold like the Nekudos HaKefes that you also require a 60-to-1 ratio, or you hold like the, and even if you hold like the Shach that you require the not just the ratios, not just against the klipa, but against the thickness of the entire barrel, there is definitely not 6-to-1 ratio, and there might not even be a 60-to-1 ratio. So that's, those who are lenient with sherry casks will hold that we follow the Ravid in 6-to-1 ratio, and it's only the thickness of the barrel. And those who are strict may hold, may be strict because we hold 60-to-1, or maybe strict because we hold that you do 60-to-1, the ratio against the entire kli, and there may not be 60 times whiskey, in relationship with the thickness of the entire kli. Now, even if you hold 6-to-1 and kedei klipa, so therefore it's batel, there's still other issues, because the Ramah in in Yardea, Simon Kuf Yadal, Seivav, says there's bittul unless it's lo avid l'taima. If the forbidden wine was added for flavor, so then it's not batel. And the Shulchan Aruch rules in Or HaChaim, in Simon Tav Kuf Yud Gimel Seif Gimel, that both, if something asur is mixed with something mutter, if something forbidden is mixed with something that's permitted, and a thing that's forbidden was added for either appearance or flavor, it's not nullified. And we know that the sherry, that why do we store the whiskey in sherry casks? So some say because it's the sherry cask that adds, number one, it adds flavor, a certain distinct flavor. And number two is that it also adds color to the whiskey. So if it either adds taste or color, then even if you say under normal circumstances 6-to-1 ratio, it's batel, but it's avila taima. It's added for taste, and it's also added lechazus. It's also added for appearance, so it shouldn't be batel. Another reason why maybe we would say that you can't buy whiskey with sherry casks, because the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Siman Tzadi Tesi Vav says, so maybe even if bittul would work, but you can't intentionally create the situation. And certainly, if you can't, and maybe by you buying this whiskey, right, that relies on bittul, then you're doing this lechatchila. You're purchasing something which was intentionally created through bittul. And maybe Ein Mevatlin Shelachila, you can't purchase this. That being said, why are some poskim lenient? So first of all, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Yerodea Chelak Alav Simon Samach Beis, where he says that he thinks that definitely we hold of a 6-to-1 ratio. We don't hold of a 60-to-1 ratio. And he says maybe even the Shach, who says that you follow a 60-to-1 ratio when it comes to a mixture of beer and non-kosher wine, but with mashkim charifin, when it comes to very sharp beverages, so then even a 6-to-1 ratio, it would be batel. So that's the way Rav Moshe, so he seems to say that we would follow the 6-to-1 ratio. Also, if it's just a separate point, which is if it's what's called a second fill cask, meaning that it was originally filled with non-kosher wine, non-kosher sherry, and then it was filled with something else, and 12 months have passed, then this is what's called a second fill. It's like a second fill. It's, let's say it was already used. Let's say that it's an oak barrel that previously held sherry wine and has already been used once to age a batch of whiskey. So if it's been more than 12 months, that would be the case with this second fill. If it had been more than 12 months since it absorbed the non-kosher sherry taste, the Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, Seif Tezayin says that if it's aged more than 12, all these came that absorb Yai Nesach for more than 12 months, it's been more than 12 months, so then it's permitted. Why? Because all of the moisture of the wine in them have been, absorbed already. So that's the second fill cask. You're not worried about that. Now, what about the fact that the wine is added for taste, to add a distinct taste? Moshe in Yerodea, Chelgav Simon Samach Beis, writes that the taste has to be very noticeable. The taste has to be sharp. After all, the halacha is that if you have this kind of mead, if you have like this kind, these kind of non-kosher sediments, wine sediments and you pour and you put them in water, and there's a ratio of, let's say, 7 to 1. So therefore, remember with water, it's a 6 to 1 ratio. So therefore, the non-kosher sediments we consider them, they are batel, but there still is taste there, but it's a weak taste. So this halacha, where the taste is not batel, says Rav Moshe, it's only where it's a strong taste. But here, it's we say this is not a very strong taste. So even though it's added for some taste, it has to be a very, very strong taste. Rav Moshe thinks that it's not a problem in this instance. Meaning, if it's only added to give what Rav Moshe calls a kiyuha, like just some sharpness, that's not considered substantive enough. It's called it avida l'taima. So Rav Moshe thinks that wouldn't be the case with non-kosher wine. It'd have to be like a sharp spice. The Rav Menashe Klein Mishnah Halachos has a different response to this. In Mishnah Halachos Chelek Yud Siman Kuftes, there he says that why do they put the whiskey in the sherry cask? Because the casks, the barrels, he says, they give off a bad aroma. So therefore, when you put the whiskey in, so that it counteracts the bad aroma from the barrel. So the wine doesn't really give taste to the whiskey. It just counteracts the negative effect of the oak barrels, which are used to store the whiskey. What about the issue of chazusa appearance? It gives off its appearance. So the Minchas Yitzchok in Chelek Beis Simon Chavches, he says that we hold that the general opinion of most poskim say that with an issur drabbanan chazusa la milso, that when do we say that chazusa appearance is not batel? That's if it's a doraisa with an issur, a Torah prohibition. But if it's like stamienam, which is an issur drabbanan, so then chazusa la milso, we don't care about appearance. What about the issue of ein mevatel in isser lechatchila? You're trying to be mevatel in isser by you're buying the whiskey. You're relying on this bitel lechatchila. So Rav Moshe in Yoredeh Chelagav Siman Samachimel says, and nowadays we hold that stam yedim is only an isser. Oh, the rabbanon that doesn't have a shorish mina Torah, that doesn't have a root from the Torah. Meaning, the Torah prohibition is yayin nesach. That's wine used for avodah zarah, for libation. The rabbinic prohibition of stam yenam is not really rooted in the yayin nesach. That's really to prevent intermarriage. So since it's an issur drabbanan shein lo shorish min haTorah, it's not rooted in the Torah prohibition, then you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila. You're allowed to be mevatel that issur lechatchila. And so we have reasons to forbid, reasons to permit. How do we paskin? Moshe says that with a mixture of, at least with wine, not necessarily with a mixture of non-kosher wine, so then he thinks Mikar Din is permitted, but a Baal Nefesh, is an especially soulful person, should be strict, because maybe Stam Yenam nowadays is Aser Bahana. There's a question, is Stam Yenam, non-kosher wine, only Aser Bishtia, forbidden with drinking, or even from benefit? There are some poskim who say it's forbidden for benefit nowadays, in which case then it would be more rooted in the Torah prohibition of Yayin Nesach, of the Avodah Zarah wine, which then would present a Mevatel Isser L'Chatchila issue. And so he has a few other issues. It should be noted that his son, Rav David Feinstein, was quoted as saying that Meir Moshe will be strict when it comes to actual non-kosher wine, but maybe with sherry casks he wouldn't be strict. But in this tshuva, he says the Baal Nefesh should be strict, but again, we're talking about actual non-kosher wine. The Mishnah Halachos says that if someone doesn't want to drink whiskey until he clarifies, you know, the MS, if it's with the barrel sherry cask or not, so tavolo bracha, the blessing will come to him. But mitzad halacha, there's no iser to drink it, and if someone drinks it, you don't need to do tshuva on the fact that you drank it. Rav Asher Weiss also says, he says he thinks that one can be lenient from either based on one of two conclusions. Either really, this he says in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Daled, that the taste of the wine does not enhance the whiskey at all, and that's what experts have told him. And even if the whiskey does enhance it, it's not based on the taste of the wine, but it's based on a reaxia kimit, a chemical reaction of the combination between the wood and the sherry. And so that, you don't have to worry about that at all. The Rav Shlomo Miller and the COR, or Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto, allows it, and the COR allows it as well. But most other mainstream kosher organizations take the position that one should be strict and not drink wine using sherry casks. But there are reasons to be machmer, to be strict. There are also reasons and a number of mainstream poskim who are lenient with respect to whiskey and sherry casks as well.